Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Labor Department today says that consumer prices continued to rise in June, but at a slower pace and driven largely by a spike in the cost of gasoline. The consumer price index rose a seasonally adjusted 0.3% in June from a month earlier. Food prices were up 2.3% in June from a year earlier, and energy prices were up 3.2%. McDonald's Corporation said its profit for the second quarter fell 1% as a fast food giant continues to struggle to connect with customers. Overall, McDonald's reported a second quarter profit of $1.39 billion, or $1.40 a share, compared with $1.4 billion, or $1.38 a share a year earlier. Same-store sales in the U.S. fell 1.5%. In Europe, same-store sales fell 1%. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending July the 20th. The numbers look like this. 56% of the corn crop is silking versus 34% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 55%. Corn crop conditions, good to excellent, 76%. That's unchanged from last week. Fair, 19%, poor, 4%, very poor, 1%. 60% of the soybean crop is blooming versus 41% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 56%. 19% of the soybean crop is setting pods versus the five-year rolling average of 17%. Soybean conditions look like this. Good to excellent, 73%. That's up 1 percentage point from last week. Fair, 22%. Poor, 4%. Very poor, 1%. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 180,000 metric tons of soybean cake and meal for delivery to Vietnam during the 14-15 marketing year. Also going out the door this morning is 225,000 metric tons of soybean cake and meal for delivery to unknown destinations during the 14-15 marketing year, and 20,000 metric tons of soybean oil for delivery to unknown destinations during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 17,021, up 38 points. The NASDAQ, 39.45, up 20. The S&P 500, 1974, up 8.25 points. Joining us now live to talk about agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Another good day behind us yesterday, and most of the Midwest experienced temperatures that were in the 80s, and it looks like we're going to be seeing a favorable environment for crop development continuing here today with 80s and lower 90s expected across a big part of the region. There was no precipitation in the heart of the production region yesterday. It looks like there was quite a bit of storminess, though, in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota. Some very heavy rainfall reported in the Red River Basin of the north. Some of the northwestern corner of the Corn Belt ended up with some rain totals over 4 inches, but that was a very small region that was impacted. For all practical purposes, it was a great day across the region yesterday, and we're going to see more of this for a little while. There is a chance for some showers and thunderstorms that will evolve across portions of the region as we move out over the into this week and into the weekend. The precipitation that's going to occur is not expected to be very heavy, but we will at least see some more scattering of showers across a part of the region. This first frontal system coming across the area is expected to take place as we go through tonight and tomorrow, and it's not going to bring much moisture to the region, but will reinforce some of the milder conditions for parts of the region. We'll look for a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe, 3 or 4 tenths of an inch of rain for a big part of the region. Nothing much greater than that. once this next cool air mass pushes out of the region at the end of this week, we'll see another chance for showers and thunderstorms, but mostly in the upper Midwest. This will be mostly Thursday night going into Friday. We'll see some half to one-inch rains, perhaps, in parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, and portions of Minnesota. The disturbance will come down into portions of Illinois and some areas in Indiana and Michigan as well, and this will occur mostly Friday late into Saturday. The rain totals are going to be mostly light, running anywhere from a tenth to five-tenths of an inch, maybe something locally greater. It looks as though the trend in the atmosphere right now is for the southwestern U.S. Corn Belt to see the least amount of rainfall. This will include Missouri, Kansas, portions of southwestern Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, actually. And all of these areas will see less than a half inch of rain over the next full week, and we'll probably see temperatures that will frequently be in the 90s and perhaps up or near or slightly over 100 degrees periodically. We'll expect that to result in rapid drying in that particular region. Some of the western fringes of the Corn Belt are likely to become a little too dry as time moves forward. A second week of similar conditions is expected as we move into those early days of August. And that's an interesting setup because it looks like some of our trend model data suggests that perhaps later in August, the second half of the month and into early September, we may see dry and warm bias conditions over a larger portion of the Midwest that could translate into a greater issue for some moisture shortages across the region and some crop stress, especially for the soybean crop. So we'll continue to watch that. I still do not see any ridge of high pressure over the heart of the U.S. Midwest in the next 2 weeks. That means that we're going to continue to see mostly favorable conditions, with the exception of those western fringe areas that I just mentioned. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Busey supports small businesses and entrepreneurs to bring vibrancy to the local economy. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is 643.5 up 3.75. Soft December wheat is 555.75 up 1.5. September corn 365.5 up 1.5. December 373.25 up 1.25. March 385 up 1.25. Go out to July 15 at 401 up 1.25. August soybeans 11.93 up 17.5. November 10.77 up 5.75, now up 6. May of 15, $11.50 up 5.25. August soybean meal 387.50 up 6.80. August soybean oil 36.22 up 8 cents. August live cattle 153.95 up $1. August feeders 214.55 up 152.5. And the one red spot on my screen, August lean hogs 124.65 now 60, and they're down 50 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Something of a turnaround Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a turnaround Tuesday. Corn's up 1.5. Beans are up 5. And new crop, old crop due to tight supply, boomed up 20 at one time. We're still up 17.
So any fundamental reason overnight for this?
I think just oversoldness of the market and then the little heat we've got. Most people say it's going to last a day or two. I don't know, and probably helping the crop because we need a little heat.
You know, I was thinking about new crop soybeans and USDA's huge ending stocks number of over 400 million bushels. And I was thinking also about the demand that we've seen thus far with new crop. And the new crop demand on soybeans, and especially soybean meal, has been nothing short of great.
It is. It has been great, and that's what's keeping the prices where they're at and not going lower. Lower prices a lot of times cure lower prices by using more of the product, and that's what it's showing right now. As we have lower prices, more of it's used. Eventually, that will build into great big usage, and then it'll help stop the lowers and push her right back up to somewhere.
1.7 million metric tons ahead of last year's pace in soybean meal, and another couple of big shipments flying out the door today as well. I wonder if the pace of the exports of new crop soybeans can continue to keep these prices fairly firm and not drop, as some naysayers say, into the lower tens and maybe with even a nine handle.
Well, I think the big thing you have to worry about is what's the world have, and everybody in the world is producing a good crop this year, and that's as much of a culprit as where we're at now. If Ukraine, Russia, Europe, South America, Australia, and us weren't growing possibly the best crops they've had, we wouldn't have these prices. So if the rest of the world doesn't grow a good crop, this usage would really be pushing it a lot more than it is.
Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. September corn, 366 up 2. December, 373 and 3 quarters up 1 and 3 quarters. August soybeans, 1194 and a half up 18 and 3 quarters. November, 1078 and 3 quarters up 7 and a quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 901 Central Time.